resident foodie, Camille Gervell-Rayash.
Hi.
In this podcast, we investigate a very poignant topic in the life of an American, food.
I love Thai food. Like, I like pretty much most things that aren't really Americanized.
That's Miriam Ogilvie, an American who has lived in Australia, where Thai food is quite popular.
Well, when I lived in Australia, Thai food was kind of like, it was basically barbecue because that's what they did in Australia, and then Thai food and like Southeastern Asian food because that just, because it's just right north of Australia, that all migrated down during all Australia's colonization.
And her perspective of American food might not be yours.
No offense to Chipotle lovers, but I kind of think of Chipotle because it's all like quick, you got to get it done so then you can leave with your food. But I enjoy just sitting down and like having hand-prepared, like if you go to Mexico, you order, oh, I want like the steak tacos. Well, they're going to make steak tacos to your order. They're not just going to be like, oh, Chipotle, here we've got beans. What kind of beans do you want? What kind of, like, I mean, that's nice. It's helpful, but that's not what I prefer. I always go for the authenticity.
Authenticity.
It's a paradox, really. Authentic American food is food that is not authentic and does not fully pertain to the culture it stems from. But of course, you could easily argue, an American meal has nothing but culture. Donuts drew inspiration from Italian zeppoli. Coffee beans are grown all over the world, from Central and South America to Africa to Southeast Asia. Bagels originate from the Jewish communities in Poland. That standard American breakfast has just spanned 5 continents.
Essentially, American food is a melting pot of cultural influences poured in and mixed around, which makes authentic American food virtually non-existent. At this stance, the struggle to define American food isn't very surprising.
Maybe to better understand all of this, we can switch our focus to the past. Early 1600s, the first pilgrims arrive at Plymouth Rock. Throughout the 16th and 1700s, Western Europeans are journeying to the New World. With them, Africans from the slave trade. Then the Chinese came over to the U.S. during the Gold Rush. Italians came in the 1920s. The Jewish community was from the late 1930s before World War II. Vietnamese during and after the Vietnam War. Latinos, more recently.
We are a country of immigrants, but with the thousands of migrants came numerous various cultures, and with that, sundry food influences.
From American versions of ethnic food to authentic ethnic food talking to us about acquired tastes, here are Raven Kincaid and Amelia Shaw.
Ooh. Hola.
Okay, what kinds of foods have you acquired a taste for?
I've acquired a taste for Indian and Sri Lankan food.
I've acquired the taste for this particular Hispanic-based drink called horchata.
So, were you raised up in a with an Indian influence, or is this just something you've acquired throughout the years?
I mean, I've acquired it, and my mom started cooking it a lot a couple years ago because my sister had a lot of friends who are Indian, and my mom talked with their moms, and then she learned recipes and learned about new ingredients and started incorporating them in our own food, and we've slowly started eating more and more Indian and Sri Lankan food, and I've just acquired a taste for it.
So I was, my sister and I drove down to the Hispanic Festival at in Grand Rapids, and she was like, you have to try this, and you know, it's super, it's authentic, it's amazing, and I was kind of like, it sounds like milk, I don't really like drinking things that taste like milk, and like I take a sip, and she happened to have her camera out at the same time, and my mouth just drops open because I could not believe how tasty it was. I just never tasted anything like it before. It was just, like, my mind was blown at like this new taste I was experiencing.
Okay, so clearly you're pretty excited. This food in general making.
Yeah, sorry. I'm excited talking about like the cinnamon. Oh, it's so delicious.
Just makes you giddy.
Previously, our first interviewers used the term Americanized often. What do you think of that word, and how would you associate it with food?
Well, honestly, a lot of the food I eat is Americanized. Mm-hmm. Even the Indian food I eat is Americanized, because it's not like I'm going to India and eating it, because I know it would be a whole different story what it would taste like if I actually went to India or Sri Lanka. But I do think that it doesn't take away like its roots and how good it is. I mean, it's different, like Taco Bell, that's like not even close, but like what I'm making is for sure Americanized, but like,
yeah,
it's still, it has its roots.
I think there's so few things in America that you could find that are authentic to like the country, yeah, they're coming from, because like, again, when I was in Costa Rica, we'd have American food, but it'd be Costa Rican American food, like, you know, the hamburgers would taste different, the french fries weren't like Americanized that we knew. So I don't really know if you can find anything that isn't Americanized. I don't really know. I think it's just specific to each food, what they do to it, and it's just, like, how all the other, like, American food has influenced it to, like, you know, make it taste more like something mainstream that we've had before, I guess.
Have you ever had any luck trying to find horchata somewhere other than the Hispanic festival?
I haven't looked super hard, not gonna lie. I was in the, no, I have not.
I generally find that with me, of course, it's Chinese food, because, well, so I often found that the most authentic Chinese restaurants were hole-in-the-wall restaurants. Is that similar with Indian food and Sri Lankan or Hispanic food? Like, it's just the hole-in-the-wall restaurants that have the best food.
Yeah, like the small, like, family that...
Yeah, maybe not for the aesthetics, like, but for making it look pretty, but, yeah, like, the food itself.
Definitely.
Yeah. Definitely. Because the bigger it gets, the more, like, watered down the food gets. And more, not like actually watery, but, like, the less it has the roots in.
And the culture part of it, yeah.
Yeah, I went over to my sister's friend's house, and they were Indian, and I had the food. And this is probably, like, 5 years ago, I thought... I could handle the spicy stuff. I thought it was all that. I was like, you know what? Give me the spiciest thing you have. it was way spicier than I thought. I gotta admit, I am that white person, whether I like to admit it or not. But, like, I mean, I still tried it. It was still good. I just couldn't eat that much because I was, like, shocked at how spicy it was.
My sister, who's, like, she's in Africa right now, and, like, she's in Guinea, and, like, Guinean food wasn't very good to her at the beginning, but then slowly, like, she, like, starts to love it more and more and starts to handle the things that she didn't particularly like, I think.
Yeah, it's kind of acquired taste. Like, if you grow up somewhere, you're more likely to like the food than if you don't grow up there.
So you would definitely encourage people to try food even multiple times, even if they don't
like
it the first time.
Yeah, for sure. Unless it's potatoes. Those are disgusting.
That's so weird.
But, yeah, I definitely think that, like, even the... time you try something, you gotta try it again because you weren't brought up on it. But if the whole culture loves it, then obviously there's something good
there.
About it, you know.
Do you have any thoughts to close out our show with?
Try new foods.
Yeah, try new things. I mean, what could go wrong? Like, your mouth could burn off, but it'll be worth it. Like.
Americanized food can be pretty disgusting.
Avery Sablon says Americanized, like most, she is referring to the more standard, iconic, stereotypical differences between the food in America and the rest of the world. Once you realize, in the outside world, these are not the norm, it's much easier to spot. Characteristics such as high sugar content and deep-fried foods are entirely American. Turn towards the most popular restaurant chains. Fast food eateries like McDonald's, Wendy's, and Subway all have the same kind of fare on their menu. Unhealthy, carb-heavy, mass-produced food. These are all popular in the United States. How about sugary donuts, crab rangoon, chimichangas? General Tso's chicken is an Americanized dish with higher sodium content and more than half the calories an average adult needs in an entire day.
You know, pizza tacos, and where is this? You just combine two things and expect it to taste good? But why? Wrap your head around this. The country that has all kinds of European cultures, African and Asian influences, and Latino ideas minimized cultural influence into one generalized American style of food. One style that many Americans, such as Avery, don't prefer. It's disappointing how America, a place with so many cultures, sometimes disappoints us with Americanized food. Food that started out authentic, eventually became rushed, became cheap, became convenient. There does seem to be change, however. Studies are showing that more and more people are widening their range on food varieties. Media outlets and websites, such as Forbes, are declaring authentic food as the next great trend. Society is also encouraging healthier options, away from the high sugar and fat content. With this shift, in the next decade, perhaps American food could be redefined.
And with that, we've cleaned our plate. Conundrums was created by Camille Gerville-Rayash and Jonas Arneman. This episode was produced May 17, 2019. A special thanks to Caroline Kuhn for help in the creation of the show. More thanks to our guests Avery Sablon, Mary Mogilvie, Raven Kincaid, and Amelia Shaw. From Camille Gerville-Rayash and all of us at Conundrums, I'm Jonas Arneman, and thank you for listening.